Hello, I'm Camilla Swacinska, and I'm an illustrator from Aarhus, Denmark, and I've been the British Council's illustrator in residence at Hay Festival.
Tell us about Aarhus, because there's an amazing whole project going on there to celebrate the fact that it is European Capital of Culture for 2017.
Well, in Aarhus we're really fortunate that we're going to have the Hay Festival, Aarhus 39 it's called. It's going to be an international children's book festival in Aarhus this autumn, and yeah, we're really looking forward to having it out there.
So Aarhus 39 has identified 39 writers from Europe, all under 40 years old, and collected a short story for each of them. I think there are two volumes of the book, aren't there? One is called Quest and one is called Odyssey, and they're for different age groups. And in fact, you've actually illustrated from one of those books.
Yeah, I've illustrated one of the stories called The Travel Agency in the Quest anthology.
And if people look at that picture, it's actually a little self-portrait.
Oh, you think? Oh, it really isn't, but maybe. I think people often draw themselves even without knowing, so yeah. But it's actually a little girl that wants to travel to another dimension, so.
And then you were invited here to Hay, and this is exactly where we're having this conversation, on the edge of the Brecon Beacons at this wonderful festival that's in full swing around us. You can probably hear some of the buzz of the excited people going to and from different events, and of course lots of events pertaining to Aarhus 39 going on. And you came here to draw. That's quite daunting, isn't it? Here you are, sit down and draw.
Yeah, it was kind of, my first day here was really, there's so much inspiration, so many people, so many talks, and just the whole little town of Hay is so amazing itself. So my first day here, basically I didn't draw because I was just taking everything in. So my first picture here was a drawing of myself actually sitting back at my home in Hay and thinking about what I should draw.
And what did you decide finally?
To draw myself, yeah, because lost in Hay. But then I figured out a lot of stuff was happening, and I found a lot of things I thought was interesting, and another way of approaching it, a different way of approaching it. So yeah.
So what was the approach you took? Because I know that you were mostly based in a tent that was particularly for people creating work.
Yeah. I have been in the make and take tent here at the festival, where I met a lot of young readers, and it has been really fun to talk to them and see them react to my books and my work, and also to kind of include them in, because I've been drawing together with them, so it has been a lot of fun too. And also to see their reaction, because sometimes people say that the Danish style is very different from the British, and I have been a little bit afraid that they maybe didn't like my drawings, but they were really excited about it, so I thought it was different from what they knew, so it was kind of inspirational.
Did you find big stylistic differences then between the Danish way and the Welsh or the British way?
Yeah, I think there is. I think we're kind of more minimalized or more graphical in a way, and in a way I think we're more a little bit more free, because we're allowed to say more in Danish picture books, I think. I'm not sure if it's quite right, but, and also our style is more free in that sense, I think, that we are, that's at least my approach to it. I really don't like to have so many rules, so I kind of try to do whatever I think is good to do.
I know that there was also a fabulous masterclass in drawing, and that came from Oliver Jeffers.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to listen to that masterclass, because I think he's really original ideas in his books, and I really love his work.
Tell us a little bit about his work.
I think he's Irish, he comes from Ireland, and he is based in the States now, the United States, but he's making a lot of really quirky and quirky books for children, which both himself and also he illustrates some other people's books.
So what happened at the masterclass, apart from you drawing it, of course?
Yeah, well, he basically told us about how he started drawing and how he approaches drawing and making picture books and being creative. And I thought he had some good ideas about it.
And was that aimed at people like you, or was it aimed at amateurs?
I was really lucky, because that's the good thing about being the illustrator in residence, that I can see everything. So I got the tickets both to the masterclass for students and young artists, and even though I'm not that young anymore, but also for the talk to children. So this was quite interesting to see how he was talking to the artist and the in the illustrators and how he was talking to the children.
And as we said, you actually drew a picture about this, and it's a great picture, full of a lot of detail, a lot of writing.
Yeah, basically it's a sketch. I mean, these are my thoughts about it. The things I thought was most interesting in his class, and I talked to some people at home who knew I was here, and they and they were really jealous at me because I was going to this master class. So I thought that I should kind of make a little bit concentrated, super ultra compact Oliver Jeffers master class in my own writing.
And I love one of the quotes you've written down: "Never let the truth come in the way of a good story."
Yeah, unfortunately that's not mine, that's his, but I thought it was really great as well.
As you say, you were lucky enough then to be able to walk into just about any session that you wanted to, and one of the ones that you went to was Meg Rossoff and Shappi Kosandi.
Yeah, it was really fun and fun talk, and I really liked the idea that they really fast understood or kind of found out that they that Meg was writing about a dog,
and that's in her wonderful book Jonathan Unleashed.
Yeah, and Shappi was talking about a cat in her book, and finally during their talk they found out that they were actually a dog and a cat themselves. So that's a kind of fun thing to draw, so that's what I did. Yeah.
So you've actually represented them in the drawing as dogs and cats having this conversation with a whole load of wonderful birds.
Yeah, it's because I think it's the Hereford College School of Art or something that have been decorating the whole hay festival, and there were a lot of birds on the stage behind them, and it was perfect for a cat and dog, I thought, so I kind of included it in the drawing, yeah.
Now, as you get ready to fly back home, what is it that you'll take with you from hay? What have you learned here?
Well, I've learned a lot on different levels, I think. I mean, both the talks have been really inspiring because there have been so many different talks, but also the way how the festival is made. It's been really fun to have been behind the scenes, both like an artist and see how what's going on here, and also between the viewers, but also in the staff area, just see how this huge festival is working. Mm-hmm. So it's been inspiring in many levels, and also meeting the children that actually read children's books in the UK. Yeah, so different levels. Yeah.
And what will happen to the work you produce here?
They are posted on my Instagram, but they will also be posted on the British Council's blog, I think, yeah.